last year, your days in junior?
Yeah, definitely. You know, obviously going into the next season, it's going to be a little bit tougher. Everyone's going to be bigger, stronger, more skilled, and you know, you're not going to be one of the top guys in the league. So definitely going to be a big change in, you know, the way you look at things change a bit as well.
So do you have experience that you can apply to this in terms of how to manage yourself and go through it with patience?
Well, I've actually changed gyms in the summer, so I'm training with a few guys at the next level. So they can kind of give me a little bit of a taste in the gym. And then coming here to camp, obviously, there's older guys. And in Penticton last year, you got a little bit of a taste. So,
are you coming this year, Scott, with the idea that, you know, there is something here for you when you look at the depth chart, you know, as opposed to last year when you came and, you know, maybe you knew you were going to go back to junior, but is a different mindset this time around?
Well, you have to stay positive. Just keep working hard and, you know, keep a good head on your shoulders. You don't want to assume anything, but, you know, you hope for the best and you work your hardest and, you know, you look for the results and, you know, keep working towards your goal.
As gut-wrenching as it was, were you able to learn something from back in May at Memorial Cup?
Yeah, a lot of people have talked to me about that, and you know, I just look back and reflect, and it was a great season, great journey with a great group of guys that, you know, I don't regret a minute of it, and you know, I learned lots from everybody that year. So,
have you been able to get over that yet?
It still hurts, you know. Everybody I haven't seen in a while, you know, brings it up, and same thing, you know, over and over. Sorry to hear, but you know, it's what's done is done, and you know, you got to learn from it.
I guess your coach spent quite a bit of time at the highest level. Did he help you at all in terms of having the right mindset and the right approach for playing pro?
For sure. We had Scott Walker, Bill Stewart, and we also had Todd Harvey as well. And in my first couple seasons, Chris Height, and they were all NHLers at one point, and you know, great careers. And you know, from you know that many guys, it was a you know, you couldn't contain all the information they sent in your way, so it was awesome.
Scott, what's going to take for you to take the next step?
I think just a lot of hard work and focus. Definitely work on my physical attributes, you know, getting bigger and stronger, and you know, just living a pro lifestyle.
With what you were able to accomplish last year, though, Scott, do you find that you have more confidence in yourself as a goal scorer? Just even watching you out in practice today, you were zinging them pretty good there. So is that part of your game kind of coming along the way you want it to?
Yeah, I'm, you know, coming into the OHL my first season, you know, my numbers were a little lower, and then I continue to improve each year. So that was one of my goals in my junior career, and, you know, looking forward to continue to build on that.